Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com, and right now, here's Miss Amanda with your good news for this week.
Columbus County is pulling out all the stops by way of inspiration, donation, and celebration in this week's Good News Edition. There are people headed overseas to spread the gospel, little kids doing great things, and community organizations looking to make a difference in their own backyard. Columbus County Animal Protective Services will bring the community and critters together tonight for the paws, music, and moonlight at 7 p.m. at the shelter. There will be music, dancing, local vendors, food, and plenty of furry friends up for adoption. The shelter is located on Legion Drive in Whiteville. Sheepdog Foundation will hold a basic firearm safety training class today starting at 10 a.m. at their Lee Street facility. If you cannot attend today, don't worry. This is the first of a series of classes offered by the nonprofit, including the Women's Self-Defense Club. Go to sheepdogfdn.com or check out their Facebook page for more. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce, from ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips. The Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com. We bring you the local news you need and want at no cost to you. Public safety, government news, stories about folks you know, commentary, investigative stories, little kids with big fish. At ColumbusCountyNews.com, we have you covered. Go to our website and sign up for our new daily email newsletter, too. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum celebrated its 48th birthday on July 10th. It was officially opened in 1977 as a museum after being moved beside Lake Waccamaw Town Hall. The library is home to the Saturday jam sessions and more, and it's one of the lesser-known treasures in our community. The first 2025-2026 school year meeting of the East Columbus Education Foundation Swamp Keepers will be Monday at 6 p.m. at the East Columbus Junior-Senior High School Media Center. Topics of discussion will be supporting the school, a night of worship, fall fundraisers, and the adaptive playground. Come out and find out how you can make a difference. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Whiteville will be showing Mufasa, the Lion King, on July 25th at the Next Movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about amazing animals who prowl at night, and the movie will be shown at 8 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, so no pets, coolers, alcohol, or smoking will be permitted. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Whiteville. If your child needs school supplies, then head over to 116 Miller Street in Chadburn for the Hearts Foundation's annual supply drive. Beginning at 3 p.m., the nonprofit will hand out backpacks. All parents are asked to stay in the car and pay attention to the officers directing vehicles to the location. The foundation will not be handing supplies out to adults who do not have their kids with them. Call 910-625-1745 for more. The town of Fairbluff will hold their annual Watermelon Festival July 26th. The day will begin at 7 a.m. with watermelon contest registration and vendor setup. Alyssa Strickland will sing the national anthem at 8:55 a.m. and the parade will begin at 12:30 p.m. For the full list of festival events, see this story on our website. Speaking of school, ICCC will host a backpack drive August 2nd from 10 until 6 p.m. at Nolan Park in Whiteville. There will be free food and drinks, DJ C Nice, and more. Call 910-770-8633. Whiteville and Chadburn Police Departments are already planning community shindigs for the National Night Out on August 5th. Whiteville will hold their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the City Hall parking lot, and Chadburn PD and other first responders will hang out with the residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is an annual community-building campaign to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Columbus County Health Department will be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 p.m. on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The Health Department is at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. The Columbus County Farmers Market will hold back to school day August 9th. You don't have to wait for a special event to head out and shop at the market. They are open every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. To find out about all the vendor wares and produce for sale, be sure to visit the Columbus County Farmers Market Facebook page. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We'd love to hear all about the great things happening around you. Church news, civic clubs, birthdays, anniversaries, little kids with big fish, Good Samaritans. There's room for all of it in the Good News. Email your submissions to thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or Crystal Faircloth at columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office at 1015 South Madison Street, Wyville. We love visitors. If the blinds are open, we're open for business. Thanks for sharing the good news. Let's make it a great week.